Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
I sound great, Dr. Shealy. So, just to want to say a quick thank you to Arjun. He was working over the weekend on the website, and he's doing a fabulous job. And he wants to keep it turned in park until everything is fully tested at least 10 times. So I've been writing my part, and he's been working on his part, and it's absolutely fabulous. Five minute university. So he's got Gwyneth's books up there, three of them. And she's working on another one. Rich Sheban's book is up there. And Dr. Shealy, we have 5 Minute University is a radio / reading university where you can learn in 5 minutes or less things that are not really taught in school. So, for example, your protocol on staying healthy, optimal health, you can read that in 5 minutes, right, or less.
Oh.
Right. So that's the kind of things we do. And we have some of the books that have been written by the authors at USA Prepares. Would you like us to include your latest books? And what it will do is it will point. So if someone goes to 5 Minute University, they can see the offerings. They can click on it, and they'll take them to your location where you would be selling your books. Okay. All right. We'll take care of that. I was talking to Arjun. Arjun is such a wonderful man. He, Dr. Shealy, do you know the story about Arjun? He came to this country from India, and he landed in the Garden State. Well, the formerly Garden State. Now it's a concrete state. And he was in the middle of, he was working as a computer jockey technician, and just a miserable environment. One day he called and asked, what could he do about this awful, awful work environment? And we talked for about 45 minutes on the air about how I had a miserable boss and what I did about it and how I extricated myself from that. And so he actually took our advice and left the concrete state and bought a place in rural West Virginia, where it's a fixer-upper, and he's been working on it, so he has plumbing, heating, electrical, all kinds of issues that he's working on. And he'll call up and ask us, how do we solve certain problems? And we've been helping him for quite a while. Never did I anticipate all that time that I would be asking him a question for guidance on this website. And I asked him for guidance off the air, and he decided it'd be easier and smarter, more efficient if he just did it. So so he's done it, and he's still working on it and tweaking it and improving it. And that's the website, 5 Minute University, where the instructors of USA Prepares will teach in 5 minutes or less lessons that you do not learn in school. Okay? Literally. So, Dr. Shealy, I never really asked you, what are your thoughts about the name 5 Minute University?
Well, it catches my attention.
Yeah, because it took me a lot longer than 5 minutes to go through the university, that's for sure. And I know it did you as well. But it's designed for the current mindset where people don't have a lot of time. They have so many gadgets doing things for us. We have less time than we ever have. And so you can learn whatever the particular lesson is in 5 minutes or less. And a lot of them only take 1 minute. But I thought 1 minute university, it was just too impossible for someone to. So we stretched it for for the slow readers. It made it 5 minutes. But, okay, so we can talk later. And Lou Cassidy, I've been talking with him about your garden, and the weather is just not cooperating, Dr. Shealy. It's been raining on and off. We got puddles here, and we can't rototill in mud, and that's a problem for us. So I just want to let you know that it's coming. I just, you know, we're going to get there as soon as it stops raining for 2 days.
So I think we've had the rainiest April in history.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. But, you know, we want to get out there. We have all the equipment ready to go. All we have to do is wait for the rain to stop for 2 days. That'll give us enough sunlight to dry out the yard so that we can rototill it. Because, frankly, we cannot rototill in the mud. And also, we would destroy the rest of the yard getting to where the garden is, you know, with the equipment. But I just wanted to let you know that that is the current situation. Lou Cassidy has been watching the weather forecast moment by moment, and we've been communicating as to, you know, what our thoughts are and how we're going to get there the soonest possible date. Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments, things that you'd like to share with us?
No, I'm open on Monday.
Okay. So here's a question. Kathy in Ohio sent me an email. And she rang the alarm that it seems that people who have been taking the vaccination, as it's being called, the experimental jab, are getting disorders of the eyes, and including blindness. This is pretty scary stuff, Dr. Shealy. Have you been following what has been happening with eye pain, blurred vision, visual impairment, eye swelling, red eyes, eye irritation, double vision, blindness from the jab?
Well, you know, it's the tip of an iceberg, a titanic iceberg. Lucifer is in charge. I consider the vaccine, as you know, murder.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any more plain than that, Dr. Shealy, when you consider the vaccine murder. And do you know of other people who have had really serious, well, they used to say side effects. Your word, I believe, would be complications or, complications.
Well,
do you know any others who have...
Complication, I think. But
right.
Brain disorders of all kind, heart disorders of all kind, and neurological disorders of all kind. Those are the main categories.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dr. Shealy, knowing what we know now, do you have advice and counsel, medical recommendations for those who are considering getting boosted, you know, with more jabs? Any comments?
Well, if you would like to be healthy and live, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin, we've discussed him. I've mentioned on the air that I thought that there's something seriously wrong with his health well over a month ago when he started the invasion of Ukraine. And I mentioned that his face is round, and the typical description would be a moon face, really round, really puffy. I mentioned that I thought that he might be on, this was just my imagination running wild, that he might be on steroids like prednisone. That was my guess. I mean, I have no inside information whatsoever. And I didn't read anything about it, but it just kind of looked like it to me. And then I noticed that when he was sitting down, he was slouched. His posture was not that of a of a martial artist, you know, someone who had studied martial arts for years and who practiced it very well. And it didn't look like the posture of a head of state. It looked like he was leaning over more. It looked like he was on some kind of serious meds, and he, well, evidently, it's true. Evidently, according to what I've read, he has Parkinson's, and he also has cancer, and he is going to be undergoing surgery for cancer in his stomach area, digestive system, I believe, that area. And he has turned over the reins to his most trusted associate. So he's going to undergo surgery, and he has Parkinson's. Can we start out, Dr. Shealy, with what is Parkinson's disease?
Well, it is a disorder which is most diagnosed when you develop a kind of tremor. But it's well beyond a tremor. It literally destroys the brain. My worst case I've ever seen was a man about 60 who could not speak and could not stand, even with two people holding him by the arms. He could not put his feet on the floor. And we treated him with a cranial gamma pimp for a month, and he walked into the clinic.
Yeah, I was wondering if your clinic might want to make that offer to Vladimir Putin.
I prefer not.
No, I understand. I understand because of the political ramifications, because he absolutely is invading another country. But, you know, his stand, he's taking a stand, and he wants, from what I can figure out, he wants Ukraine to come back into the fold of the former Soviet Union. And he's also taking a stand against homosexuality, which is running rampant, as I've been reading, in Ukraine. He wants it to stop. And I think those are two of the main reasons why he has invaded Ukraine. So Dr. Shealy, how about this? Do we have a feel for why this homosexuality is expanding rampantly across the world? Do you have a feel for what's causing this?
Well, yes. Estrogenic things. Certain foods, including soya beans, are able to increase your estrogen. And, men don't need estrogen.
So, Dr. Shealy, when someone washes dishes with dishwashing detergent, liquid dishwashing detergent, that has estrogenic compounds in it, is that part of it, part of the equation as well?
Oh, yeah. The pharmacomafia and the food mafia are equally responsible.
And then you have Disney saying, what a great idea. And you have the networks, the television networks, putting homosexuals on center stage as personalities. And so it's what a mess. A push for homosexualities is going across the country. And it seems to be working, unfortunately. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And Dr. Shealy, so the news has several reports across the internet about Vladimir Putin having Parkinson's disease and symptoms of, well, schizoaffective disorder, which they say carries symptoms of schizophrenia and hallucinations and mania. Do you think that that's, that kind of a diagnosis could explain the invasion and why he's destroying the country that he wants to, meaning Ukraine, that he wants to bring into the fold of the of Russia? Is that something that that could happen to the mind?
It's crazy. So, how do you define crazy?
Mm-hmm. Well, one way is blowing up the country that you want to welcome into. Into Russia. I mean, that'd be one way, you know, killing men, women, and children and saying, y'all come on over, you know, and join us. You know, that, I guess that would be one definition of crazy. Okay. What is schizophrenia, Dr. Shealy, for those who don't
know?
Well,
it's one particular kind of dissociative mental function. It can go all the way to idiot behavior. It's a broad spectrum of significant disorder of the nervous system, personality especially.
You mentioned the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. We have one of our instructors who has Parkinson's, and she has one. And I'm awaiting a response from her as to how well it worked for her. So
yeah, you need
I'm pretty
to
excited it. About that.
At least 4 hours or more, Jay.
Okay. I will let her know that. I just got an email from her. I haven't heard from her. She had some kind of a surgery, and I don't even know what that was about. But she is using it, according to her email. So I'll make sure that I give her an update that 4 hours a day. And you'd like that? How would you like that place, Dr. Shuley? For Parkinson's, where would you like it? Where would you like the coil to be?
Oh, on her head.
Placed.
Definitely on her head.
On her head. Okay. Okay. All right. Dr. Shuley, waking up in the middle of the night with being really hungry, does that signify anything?
Well, stress. When you are overstressed, above your tolerance of stress, anything can happen in any organ. So, but of course, the two most important organs in the body are the brain and the heart. But all of them have an essential part. But heart disorders are among the top.
Okay, so So if someone wakes up in the middle of the night really hungry and just has to have a peanut butter sandwich or something, that's affected by stress?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And should that person go have that peanut butter sandwich or make a salad or, 2 o'clock in the morning or just tough it out and have a, big drink of water and go back to bed?
Well, I would suggest immediate practice of autogenic training all night.
Okay. And class, if you'd like to learn about autogenic training, you can go to Dr. Shuley's website, and that's normshuley.com, and you'll see it, autogenic training, autogenic, one word, AUTOGENIC. Training. Dr. Shuley, what about being thirsty? Thirsty in the middle of the night, waking up, gosh, you got to have something to drink. Well, we're going into a break. We come back, can you tell us what, does that signify anything, or is that just normal? Being really thirsty in the middle of the night. I remember when I was younger, my mom would leave a glass of water by my bed, when I was very young, so if I got thirsty, I could just have a drink of water and go back to bed. We'll talk about that when we get back. Dr. Norm Shuley, normshuley.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse. But the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicki White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him? USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For years, pediatricians have followed what they say is flawed guidance linking race to risk of urinary infection and newborn jaundice. In a new policy announced Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine. Joseph Wright, lead author of a new policy and chief health equity officer at the University of Maryland, says they'll re-examine the AAP treatment recommendations. President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska over the weekend.
We grew the conservative movement into a working people's movement. The Republican Party is now a party of a lot of people, but working people more than maybe anybody else. And, you know, we've expanded this party to a level that's why they say we want the party, we want everything, we just don't want Trump. By the way, that's the liberal media saying that. That's not the people saying it. That's why we call it Trumpism without Trump. And we're never going back. Our movement must continue to pursue a populist and nationalist.
We want Trump! 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 We want Trump!
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, this is not only a big crowd. Look at those beautiful fields of corn and everything. This is so beautiful. You're so lucky to be growing up. I've seen things where I grew up that are a little tough.
I'm Lance Frye. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Noam Shields with us, class, and learn about medicine. Dr. Shealy, so waking up in the middle of the night feeling thirsty. I remember when I was growing up, my mom would put a glass of water next to my bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night, I was thirsty, I would just have a drink of water. What does that signify anything?
Well, it may signify that you did not drink enough water during the day. If you have to go really frequently in the day as well, that could be a disorder of the posterior pituitary gland.
When you say go, you mean urinate?
Yes.
What do you mean? Okay. So if you have to urinate frequently, you could have a problem with your pituitary gland. Is that when you're young or at any age?
Okay.
When you're young. Okay. All right, so what do you do about that?
Well, you need to be tested. pituitary function.
Okay. Is that a blood test, or is it an invasive test? How is that done?
Yeah, blood.
Okay. All right. And so just waking up thirsty in the middle of the night, that's not necessarily a problem when you're
right.
older? Okay. Okay.
But if it happens, that happens more than once, it begins to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, you mean once a night, you mean?
Yes.
Judgment? Okay. Yeah. One of the things that I think is difficult for me is, you know, I want to drink a lot of water, but sometimes I'm on the tractor, so I bring a bottle of water with me. But, you know, sometimes I'm in the hot sun, sometimes I'm not in the hot sun. So my rate of perspiration varies, you know, by the day. And so I try to drink as much water as possible, but sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm thirsty. I'm just thirsty. But it doesn't seem like I need a lot of water. Just, you know, a few sips and I'm good to go, and I can go back to bed and fall asleep. Okay. Is there any concern with that, Dr. Shuley, what I just mentioned?
No, meaning, it sounds normal.
Okay.
But in the normal range, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have noticed, Dr. Shuley, that being outside in the last couple of weeks, that they're not spraying the skies as much as they used to. I don't know if it's because of what's happening over in Russia with Ukraine, and Ukraine with Russia. I don't know why, but there's not as much spraying of the chemicals in the sky, and the sun feels just like it did as I remember it in the 1960s. It feels great. It really feels great on my skin. You know, the wind is blowing, not howling, just blowing gently. The sun's rays feel good. It's wonderful to be outside. Have you noticed anything like that, or is that just me?
Well, I feel that the weather in general is more capricious than it used to be. But I blame it on the government in general. I think the whole concept of global warming is created by the government fiddling with the climate.
No, I absolutely believe that the government is fiddling with the climate. I absolutely do. And it needs to stop. And those who are doing it at every level, from the guy who's the guy who's piloting these aircraft, to the guy that's filling the tanks with these chemicals, to the guy that's putting fuel in the airplanes, to the guy that is the pilot and the co-pilot, and the guy who says, y'all go out there and start flying them, and the guys who designed and engineered this whole mess, all need to be held to account. And I think it's ecocide, as I see it. And the penalty should be significant. I mean, I'm thinking like drawing.
Send to Russia.
Yeah. Or we could do it locally in the town square, draw a quarter.
Yeah.
Something painful that everyone gets a chance to enjoy watching, so that everyone else says, I don't want them to do that to me, so I'm not going to get in that airplane. I'm not going to fill it up. I'm not going to fly it. I'm not even going to check the tire pressure on the aircraft, because they're all in it together. And that's, you know, Dr. Shuley, that's something that has happened several times. You know, I'd go to the county office and Mrs. used to say these kinds of things when I'd go to the county office, that, you know, the clerks there, you know, they're not... That's just their job, you know. They're there to enforce or force you to pay some amount of money, and then they're backed up by guns. And I would say they're all in it together. Mrs. Finelli and I would debate that. We don't debate it anymore. They're all in it together. Meaning the clerks, the people with the guns, the people who raise our tax rates, they're all in it together. And I look at them all the same way. I look at them as they're really not as friendly as I'd like them to be. And so I look at them as wanting to steal from all of our hard work here. That's how I look at it. And I think the same thing is true with these people flying these airplanes, spraying us, that the guy who puts air in the tires of the aircraft and fills it up, but they're all in it together. So I look at them all the same way. Any comments, Dr. Shuley? Okay.
Criminals.
Yeah, criminals, right. I have some really good news, believe it or as my friend Pete's father would say when I was growing up, believe it or else. Dr. Shuley, I mentioned that I have a friend who I asked if she had an irregular heartbeat, and she said yes. So I went inside and got some magnesium spray, gave it to her, showed her how to spray it, and after she takes a shower, she could spray it on her chest and her legs. And so you never know, Dr. Shuley, you never know if someone's actually going to do it, you know? Well, I called her the next day, and I said to her before she left, you know, 80%, according to Dr. Shuley, 80% of us have magnesium deficiency. And as far as I'm concerned, this works really, really fast. And you might have a regular heartbeat by morning. So I called her up the next day and I said, so how does it feel? You know, just out of the blue, I called her and said, so how does it feel to have to not have an irregular heartbeat? How does that feel? She said, it feels great. I said, seriously? She said, seriously. And she said, I'm going to see my cardiologist. And I'll let you know. So she went to see her cardiologist. She had an EKG. And I called her, and so how'd it go? She said, I don't have an irregular heartbeat anymore. So.
And the cardiologist, 99% of them do not know that.
Right. And I said, now, you have to be really careful when you talk to your cardiologist because you could get fired. And I said, it's happened to me. You know, I follow Dr. Shuley's advice, and then I get fired. Absolutely true. And it's okay. It's okay to be fired from someone who's prescribing, you know, the end result being death. It's okay to be fired from someone who's doing that. Well, so Dr. Shuley, she is just delighted that something as non-invasive as magnesium spray after a shower every day solved this problem. And, you know, because she could feel it. She could feel it in her throat. She could feel it in her heart. She knew she had AFib. So I just wanted to tell you, great news. And, class, you can do the same thing. I've done it. A whole bunch of people I know have done it. Dr. Shuley does it. We all do it. And that is magnesium. And you can get that at the website, normshealy.com. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. Now, I know it sounds like this is a medicine, you know, like, what do they call that, a snake oil kind of a thing. It's not. It absolutely is not. It absolutely positively works. And I'll tell you what, I told this lady that, you know, if you forget to take it for a few days, you might find that irregular heartbeat comes back, because it does for me. You know, if I forget or I run out, it comes back. And then you spray it, and, you know, next day it's fixed again. So, Dr. Shuley, is that the way it goes, if you stop?
Absolutely.
And why is it? Why is it?
As a farmer with cattle, I presume you give the cattle extra magnesium.
You bet. And we give them as much as they want.
And they can absorb it because they have two stomachs, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we don't have a rumen, so we don't absorb it to the mouth.
Right. And, you know, I have a friend who lives in Virginia, and he said the most interesting thing. We're out there looking over the fence at the cows in the field on our farm in Virginia. And he said, cows are the most wonderfully wonderful animals. He'd just love to watch them just graze. You know, just, he said, you know, they can take something that most other animals can't consume, and they can turn it into something great. They eat grass. And if you think about it, how many other animals eat grass? And they get everything they need from healthy grass. If you have enough magnesium. So what we do is, something that Dr. Shu is going to do in his garden, and that's add a high magnesium lime to our garden. So there's extra magnesium in the soil. So the grass uptakes the magnesium from the soil. The cows have more magnesium. Everything works better. And the cows are healthy. They live longer. Everything works better if you have the vitamins, minerals, and supplements. And by the way, Dr. Sheila, I was reading an article. I couldn't believe it. And this article said that, you know, if you have a serious disease, taking vitamins and minerals and supplements doesn't work. Let me say that again. If you have a serious disease, taking vitamins, minerals, and supplements doesn't work. You're just wasting your money. What are your thoughts about that?
Stupid. Ignorant.
Yeah. Well, all right. So how about this? How about when many, many decades ago, my general practitioner doctor said, and kind of a young guy at the time, I asked him about vitamins, minerals, and supplements because I've taken them all my life. And so has my mom. And it's just something that we did at our house. He said, no need to take it. You get all the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that you need in your food. You're just making expensive urine by spending money on vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Dr. Sheila, your comments?
Stupid. Ignorant. Evil. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that. I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard that phraseology.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever gotten into a debate with doctors about that? Has that ever happened where, you know, you're at the water cooler and...
I haven't gotten a debate. I don't waste my time debating stupidity.
There you go. When we come back, Dr. Shuey, I'd like to talk about something that I find crazy, beyond crazy. About 2,600 people packed into a room on Saturday night. In Washington, D.C.
In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, over the weekend there was a gala event at in Washington, and it was the press club, the National Correspondents' Dinner, where the press would meet and they'd tell jokes and laugh and scratch and have a great time. And there were about this room at the Hilton, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is what I'm talking about. And the president was there, the first lady was there, and they had some comedians. And about the room holds 2,600 people. And most of the people were without masks. They were just, you know, wall to wall to wall. I mean, this is a huge room that holds 2,600 people. And one person wrote about this, and he said he was, you know, really kind of terrified. There were so many people in this room, and they were wall to wall. And it would literally take 10 minutes to go from one side of this cavernous room to the other side. There were so many people. And he said, excuse me, I'm trying to get through, excuse me. You know, just 10 minutes to get to the other side of the room. Literally, that's what this guy was saying. And some people thought, well, this could be a super spreader event, you know, just because of the proximity to other people, rebreathing, you know, everybody else's air, talking to people really close, the noise and all that. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about going to an event like that in the current environment we're in right now, with disease running rampant? What are your thoughts?
Stupid.
Okay. So I take it that means you would not go?
Under no circumstance.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it was just an oversight that we were not invited. But you know, even if we did. I mean, White House Correspondents' Dinner. I mean, we talk about the White House all the time, right? We probably talk about the White House more than the people who attended. I mean, how much does Kim Kardashian talk about, you know, the White House, you know, publicly? Oh, we do. But, you know, it's interesting. I was looking around the room, and I was specifically paying attention to the lighting. And the lighting in this room was a little eerie. It was literally kind of a bluish color. And I believe that they had these lighting fixtures installed, which were ultraviolet, to, you know, kind of blow up these, you know, these pathogens in the air. Your comments about using ultraviolet light for that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, interestingly, as long as 60 or 70 years ago, Duke University used ultraviolet light in the operating rooms to decrease the possibility of infection. So it can have a benefit. I don't know how much would be noted for 26, needed for 2,600 people, but...
Well, what they did, Dr. Shuley, it looks to me, I can't really say this for sure, but it looks to me like they sculpted some lighting into the ceiling. So it had these artistic, it wasn't like hanging fluorescent lights that happened to be ultraviolet in from the ceiling. It wasn't like that at all. It was sculpted in the ceiling so that there were covers so you could not look directly at the light, but the light would emit from the ultraviolet tubes or the ultraviolet LEDs. So you couldn't look at them, but you could see the effect of them. And they must have had, you know, hundreds of these curved, decorative, artistic-looking light. I don't know if they're add-ons or exactly how they did it, because I don't have a good view of the ceiling. But it sure looked to me like ultraviolet was spread across the room in great concentration. I mean, it wasn't like a light here and a light there. I mean, it was everywhere. So I think that's a good thing. We have that at our house in such a way that the animals can't look directly at it. You know, if there's a fly flying around the house, yeah, I'm sure from a fly's vantage point, a fly could get a good view of the ultraviolet light. But the cats and dogs and, you know, we can't see it directly. It's all indirect. So, yeah. Okay. And that was one of the things I wanted to mention that just seemed like insanity to me. And people were just having a great time. And heck, you know, they haven't had one of these White House correspondence dinners for 2 years. So it's about time that they all get, you know, jam-packed in there and infect each other. So it'd be interesting to see in the coming days and weeks if there are any reports about how many people got it and how far they spread it. Dr. Shuley, when do you think we might know that, or when would the effects of people spreading COVID at a super spreader event like the White House Correspondents' Dinner of Saturday, when do you think that would take, you know, start to, people start who attended that to start to notice that they got infected?
A month.
Okay. So they within a month that anyone who's going to get it will have gotten it. Is that what you're saying?
Probably, yes.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back. Class, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.